Passion People with Bharati Jagdish.
Gillian Tan is a multi-talented performer. You would have seen her in TV productions such as Sayang Sayang and The Pupil on Channel 5. She's also a stage actress and singer who's performed at several local pubs. Gillian's passion for life is reflected in her sense of adventure when trying new things and in how she imbues young children with her brand of effervescence in her speech and drama classes. I caught up with Gillian recently to talk about her latest project, recording her very own songs, among them this one called A Little Prayer for Me.
Say a little prayer for me, and maybe someday I will be exactly what you need to see. I'll fit your plan so perfectly that perhaps you'll fall in love with me. I can wait to hold you tenderly. So say a little prayer for me so I can be the love you want instead of me.
When I act, I've always felt that there's a story behind my character. There's a story in whatever project I might be doing, TV, film, theater. So when I do musicals and I work in music, I always think of the story. And I must say that since I was, 13, I started writing poems all the time. I was much a loner, so I would write things to clear my mind. And sometimes I would have a melody that comes along with it. So I've always started writing songs since I was, quite a child.
What inspires the music?
I would say a lot of times words just come into my head. I don't even think about it. But when I look back, I realize that it's always a reflection of what's happening right there and then. And so when I look back, I can see that I was inspired by the events in my life at the moment, or it could be the events in someone else's life. I always feel a great deal for the people around me.
Right, I know you recorded a song a couple of days ago. Is this going to be part of a larger album, is the question, really?
Yes, it definitely will be. Now, this song was actually recorded at the Loft Studios, and the producer or arranger is this lovely guy named Kevin Fu, and Nigel Tan was the musician who is kind of his teacher as well, doing some of the guitar parts. And what I intend to do with this is to actually make it part of a little show that I want to do. It's going to be part of a festival called A Seed. It's a series of underground works, and it's produced by Terence Tan. So I'm going to call my show Stand Up and Sing. So I will sing, and I will tell the stories behind the song so that, it'll be a bit like a stand-up comedy, because in every tragedy, there's always something funny for someone else.
Okay. We will be playing one of your songs in a while.
Yeah, I called it A Little Prayer for Me.
A Little Prayer for Me. What inspired that one specifically? Because you always say it is a reflection of what's going on in your life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on in your life at that point?
At that point, I was actually going through a series of, I don't know what the word will be, just trying to figure out whether I can accept the truth, I guess, that I cannot be with a certain person who I feel I love. And I think it takes a lot of courage and a lot of prayer to get through it and to really see the situation the way it really is and not just see what you want to see. So I think that's what inspired it.
I'll say a little prayer for you, since nothing more is left to do. Can't help myself from feeling blue. My tears won't help me find a clue. I'm not gonna last the morning light. I'll cry myself to sleep again tonight and say a little prayer for you and hope that someday you will learn to love me too.
You've talked about how you find your voice in terms of writing the songs. Mm-hmm. How did you find your voice in terms of singing them?
Well, I would say that I've always liked singing, and currently I'm singing every night at the Holiday Inn Atrium with my pianist, Adi. So we're actually doing a lot of covers, and I guess from covers I've learned a lot of songs and emotions, and I always research on the history behind the songs. And so I guess just having a natural interest in music has inspired all that to actually be a performer myself.
Now, you would be classified as a performer in the true sense, because you're an actress, you know, you write, a songwriter, and you also sing on stage. Where did this inclination to entertain come from?
I don't know, to tell the truth. I can't say that I always wanted to entertain, but I definitely always wanted to share. I would like to think that I'm sharing something that someone else can connect with. Even if they didn't live my life, they could at least have a sense of what's happening in my songs or in the stories that I'm in, so they can feel somewhat a connection to their own life. And one of the performances that I'll be doing in The Seed is actually a good way to show how I sing as well as I act, and I'll be doing musical direction for it. It's a performance called Know Now by my friend Hemang Yadav, and it's a wonderful play of no performances.
No theatre.
That's right. Right. N-O-H. It's always funny when we go, so do we have rehearsal tomorrow? Oh, there's no rehearsal. See you there in no time, you know, things like that. So we just go on and we have a lot of fun. This play is called The Mall, actually. Let me see. There are a few different stories in there where you'll be visiting places like a clinic. You'll be visiting places like the mall itself, and you meet all these characters. And in traditional No theatre, you generally have the Shite, the Waki, and the Kyogen. And these three characters will tell a story of how the Shite has suffered, and how the Kyogen is like the common everyday man, and the Waki is kind of a traveller who will listen as well as be the bridge in many ways, or to heal the Shite. It's usually a spiritual or psychological plight.
Tell me what it's like doing this sort of work in our market.
I must say, yes, it is quite difficult. Sometimes people do...
The suffering artist.
Yeah.
The starving performer.
Starving sometimes, struggling, yes. The thing is, there is a commercial side to this whole industry, as well as the artistic side. So when you only focus on the artistic side, it's very hard for you to work with the commercial side, because they will be very happy to exploit you. And that's the one thing that I feel needs to be changed. There needs to be a respect, just a common, polite sense of respect, that someone who's working for you is spending time, effort, and you want something out of it. So if you're getting a commercial gain out of it, why not give it back to them?
Have you been disrespected?
Well, I would say yeah, but, you know, it's something that we all go through, and I don't feel so much for myself, because I tend to survive anything. Mm. Yeah.
You know how it is in Singapore? We always want to measure success in some way, with money or with fame or with both, ideally speaking.
I can't say that I know how to measure myself with those things. If I were to measure my success by money or status and success and wealth and possessions, I would say I don't have a lot, no. But I would say within my soul and emotionally, psychologically, you know, all that, I feel very wealthy.
Where do you hope to take the singing? You know, what tangible result do you want to see? Or perhaps you don't want to see?
Well, I definitely would like a lot of people to come see the show and laugh along, sing along, maybe cry along, because there will be a lot of sad moments, I think. We'll provide tissue, no problem. If you've got an issue, we've got a tissue. And hopefully we'll be able to give CDs away, or maybe even sell them. But, you know, I never want to charge someone like, you know, $20 or $30 for a CD. I want to share it with them. So I would put some tracks online. They could definitely download them.
Now, you have so far talked a lot about what you hope your work will do for other people. Mm-hmm. What does it do for you?
For me, I think one of the interesting things I've noticed about stories, writing especially, is when you write it or you perform it, you externalize that feeling. Whether it's suffering, whether it's happiness, anything, you externalize it so you can almost detach yourself from it and heal if it's something sad. And whoever who's listening to it will take it in, and it becomes, in a way, their burden, or they could learn something from it and pass it on even. And so I noticed that myself very interestingly with this song. When I wrote it, I had to purge some sadness, I guess, away from me. And when I heard it during the playback, suddenly I felt overwhelmed and I started to cry. So I noticed that very clearly. So I guess what I want to do is to also get this, to externalize some parts of me so I can really see myself for who I am, maybe.
So what's next for Gillian Tan?
I'm ready for anything that comes my way. I'm always up for challenges, and let's see what happens next.
It's not about fame, it's not about fortune.
No, what? Otherwise I'd be famous and rich now, right?
What is it about then?
It's about connecting. It's about having someone. It's like conversing with people. You don't talk to people because you want to get something out of them. I mean, maybe some people do.
Some people do, yes.
Yeah, but I think if you talk to people, like I talk to strangers all the time on the bus, on the street. If they're going the same way with me, we'll just chat. And sometimes when you have that moment of connection, even if it's just for a few seconds, you feel like someone understands you in this world and you don't feel alone.
Performer Gillian Tan. To find out more about Gillian's public appearances and latest projects, just log on to Gillian Tan. That's gilliantan.weebly.com. You've been listening to Passion People. I'm Bharati Jagdish.
I can never let you go away, but you'll never really want to stay. So say a little prayer for me, so maybe someday I will learn. I can never let you go away, but you never wanted me to stay. So say a little prayer for me, so maybe someday I will learn to set you free. Thank you.